Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whispers of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you, it's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers only you can provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're good, good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you, it's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways, you are perfect. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Two words. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Two words. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father.
Praise God.
Hello.
Hello.
Glory. Aren't you glad that you've got a good, good Father?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Can you imagine that you got somebody who loves you with an everlasting love, that there's nothing you can do to change the way he feels about you? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad to see each and every one of you here tonight. God's good. God's good. Amen. Amen. Brother Paul, testify for us. Amen.
Here about 2 weeks ago, me and Vicki went to the hot springs to see my sister. I don't know if she's been in the hospital struggling with cancer, lung cancer. One of the amazing things that happened to us while we were there, she was struggling with pain. Just couldn't give her enough morphine. But she shared something with us that was so awesome, that's so uplifting for me and Vicki. She shared with us a dream she was having, a dream of our son. Happy, how joyful he was.
Yes.
I can't tell you how uplifting that was.
Amen.
We went there to uplift her. But it turned.
Yes.
You know, you left there and were thinking, well, what just happened here? You know, I mean, we came down to help her and left help.
Hallelujah.
So amazing. Our God, like you said, is so great.
Oh, glory.
Amazing and thank you.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad y'all are here tonight. Amen. Sister Mary, testify for us.
I'm thankful to be in the house of the Lord tonight, and I'm thankful that God is alive.
Yes.
I'm thankful that he's with us everywhere as we go, no matter where we're at, he's there.
Amen.
I'm so thankful, Sister, that he loves us. He loves us so much that he laid down his life for us. And I'm so thankful the devil can't go through the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad Sister Mary and Pat's here tonight. I'm glad all of you are here. Amen. If you would, open up your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. And I want you to think about what these two testimonies, what they just said, because they hit all over these verses. Hebrews chapter 13, very familiar verses of scripture. Let's read verses 5, 6, and 7, if you would. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5, 6, and 7. When you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Notice what the Word of God says. Remember what they testified about, because it goes right along with this. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he, who's he? Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That name of which we're saved by, that name of which we're kept by, that name that you and I go under. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, as he has said, as Jesus has said, I will never. Hallelujah. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is, present tense, is my helper. Amen. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And then he says, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. Hallelujah. Considering the end of their conversation, the end of their manner of life. Let's go ahead and read verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Brother Donnie, would you pray?
Lord, thank you for what you're doing in this service today. Lord, thank you for what you're preaching and doing in our lives, Lord. Let us be humble enough to open up our hearts and our minds, Lord, to learn and go forth in our lives. Let your will be done here tonight in each and everybody's life and here as each and every one of us come together for your glory and your praise and your honor, Lord. Thank you for it, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. In my spirit, I just feel a churning, because there's needs in this place tonight. And the reason why we wanted to honor what the Lord had done this morning was to give him praise, give him glory for what he'd done. But also we wanted to cause anticipation in your life, in my life. We need to always be looking under the author, the finisher of our faith. We need to be expecting, amen? Because we just read that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so what he done this morning, he wants to do tonight. What he done 2,000 years ago, after he come out of that tomb, nothing has changed, amen? And so whatever your need might be, there's some heaviness on some people. Our Lord and our Savior, he wants to take that. The Bible's very clear. He wants you and I to cast all of our care upon him. Amen? Because he cares for us. You're not meant. I'm not meant to carry weights and anxieties and all of these worries. We give them all to the Lord. And so tonight, I just have a few words of exhortation, because this wasn't what I was going to preach on. But standing right there, this is what has come up in my heart. And so we're going to go ahead and look at these verses. Now notice what he says. He says, let your conversation, let your manner of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. Now that sounds rough until you realize why he said that. He said, for he has said, Jesus has said, I will never leave thee. Now I love this, because this is such a powerful statement. From the Greek, this is a double negative. And in other words, he's saying, I will never leaving you. I will never do it. It's impossible. Jesus is going to abide with you. He wants to abide with you. God the Father sent Jesus to die on the cross, where you and I could be washed in the blood of his Son. Amen. Where we could become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Where he could abide with you forever. Just think about it. Touch yourself right here. Right in there is the Holy of Holies. Today, that's the New Testament version of the Holy of Holies. Just think, in that place is the fullness of joy, because that's where the Spirit of God abides. And anytime you want to, anytime I want to, we can close out the world and we can go right into that holy place. And we know, because of the blood of Jesus, as we enter into that throne of grace, he's there to help. Amen. How many need help tonight? The Lord's here. The Lord's here. I don't care what the situation. I don't care what the circumstance. He's here to do it. Notice what he says now. He said, for I will never leave thee, nor I will never forsake thee. This word forsake means I'm not going to leave you behind. We know what John chapter 14 says. Jesus has went away to prepare a place for you and I. Amen. A place that just fits you, that just fits me. Come on now. He knows you intimately. He knows you perfectly. And so he's created a place of habitat forever for you and I. And in the meantime, though, we get to house We get to be at home with the Holy Spirit. And so as we walk through this very earth age looking for the coming of the Lord, we're to occupy till He comes. Well, as you and I occupy about the Lord's business, guess what? It puts you on the devil's radar. It puts me on the devil's radar, and he wants to try to hurt and hinder. He wants to try to discourage. He wants to try to stop what God wants to say through you. Come on, raise your hand and say, I'm the voice of the Lord. Come on, you are. You're the voice of the Lord tonight. You are to prepare for the coming of the Lord. You are a modern day John the Baptist, and the way that you're going to be successful, you're going to do like John did. You're going to decrease, and Jesus is going to increase. Amen? Because you're going to let the Lord, what? You're going to let His presence permeate all through your being. And it doesn't matter which way you're going. It doesn't matter if you're awake or if you're asleep. You know what He said. He said, be content, because I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He even said that as He started to go away, as He went to ascend in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. He said, I'm going to go, but I'm going to be with you always until the end of the world, the end of the age. Come on now, we got to believe that. Now that means that when I walk into a room and there's problems in that room, the greater one is in me. When you walk into a room and there's a lost person there, you've got the light in you. Amen? When there's a bound person there who's in some sort of addiction, some sort of situation or problem, you've got the one who makes people free. Amen? Inside of you. And so He promised to never leave you, and He wants to use you. He wants to set you in a place, in a position where His glory can come out of you. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, about 14, 15, 16, He talks about you being the salt and the light. Amen? And He said, by your good works, the Father in heaven is glorified. Come on now. And you can do those good works because it's not you, it's Him doing it through you. Amen? That means that you can do all things. So let's look at this just for a second. He said in verse number 6 that you and I, we may boldly say. Now here's our issue. We've got to learn to be bold about some things. Now there's some things I'm not too bold about, but I can be bold about what God says. Amen? Because God don't lie. God doesn't change His opinion. He doesn't change His mind. He doesn't get aggravated at me. He doesn't change His mind about me. He's always pulling me towards the light. He's always pulling you towards the light. Amen? And He wants you to know that there's nothing, nothing that can separate you from His love. And with that reality, with that boldness, with that truth, you need to boldly say, the Lord is, present tense, every moment of being of my life, the Lord is my helper. Now let's think about that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. As it was in the beginning. But if you look, there was nothing until God spoke. And God spoke His Word, that Word being Jesus, and it created what we see today in part. Now it's going to be glorified again. Amen. We're going to have a new heaven and a new earth that's not been touched or tainted by sin. But I want you to get a grasp of that Word. Now that Word come out of the mouth of God, and the Spirit of God moved, and creation took place. Okay? That's the helper that abides, that lives, that stays in you and I. Amen? So that means God looked, and He didn't say, oh my, it's dark. How many times do you and I do that? We look at the problem. We speak the problem. Nowhere in the Word of God does it tell you and I to speak the problem. God looked and He said, let there be light. Amen? It had come forth out of His mouth. He blew out of His mouth all the stars and the galaxies by the power of His speech. That's the helper that is involved in your life. That's the helper tonight that's involved in my life. And we look around and we say, I need a better job, or I need more money, or I need my family saved, or I need my coworker saved, or I need somebody to come off of drugs, or I need somebody to come out of deception. You think our God can't do it? Our God can do it. He's your helper, but He's got to work through you. He has chosen to work through his body. You are the many-membered body. Now, I want you to think about that. Where you're sitting right now tonight, you can look up and you can see, if you'll close your flesh eyes and open up your spiritual eyes, you can see the reality that you're seated in two places at once. You're seated here, but you're seated in heaven. You're in a flesh body, but you've got a spiritual body that's in the body of Christ. Come on now. And so that's the help that wants to work in your life. That's the help that wants to work in my life. He said, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. But you see, if you don't boldly say it, if I don't boldly say it, God only does what we can say. Amen? You believe that, right? Hold your place here just for a second. Go to Mark chapter 11. I'm playing this by ear. Mark chapter 11. Notice what Jesus says. You know these verses of Scripture very well, but hide them in your heart. Let them be fresh to you. Mark chapter 11 and verse 22. And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, voice, I may boldly say the Lord is my helper. Amen. I may boldly speak the word of God. See, I'll never see my family saved if I keep talking about how big the devil is in their life. If I keep talking about how big the addiction is in their life, I need to boldly say, the Lord's my helper. The Lord defeated the devil and everything he had 2,000 years ago. Amen? So there's not one thing that is bigger than Jesus. The name of Jesus is the name above all other names. I've got to learn to say some things. Verily, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he what? Saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Three times. But see, our speech turns everything upside down. Now, I would have a long time and I'd be praying for a certain person and I'd pray as hard as I knew how to pray for them, you know, and then all of a sudden I'd go and I'd try to talk to that person. And I would get ahead of the Lord sometimes, and sometimes the conversation didn't go well. And then I would come back and out of my mouth, well, that didn't work. What did I do? I undone everything I'd prayed. I tied the hands of the Lord. The Lord's my helper. That means wherever I go, the Bible said that if I'll be a friend, come on, how many friends of Jesus we got? All right. The Bible says that as iron sharpeneth iron. That's what friends do. So you hang around with Jesus. I hang around with Jesus. We're going to get sharper and sharper and sharper. And then we go into a situation. We don't look to what we can do. We call on the name of the Lord. We say, Lord, I'm here because you have made this possible. You tell me what to say. You tell me what the mountain is. See, when I was trying to pray for a certain person to get them saved, I was praying about a certain thing, and I was getting nowhere. Finally, the Lord said, if you pray about this, it'll take care of that. But see, I was so focused on what I could see, but the Lord looked in the heart. And as he looked in the heart, he saw the root. And when we speak to the root, we speak to the mountain, amen? All of a sudden, things change. Now, for some reason I hit my Bible. Let me go back here. Mark chapter 11. He said, therefore, verse 24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now notice this. Two different things. There's one praying, three sayings. See, we need to pray some things to God and hear what he wants us to say about those situations, about those circumstances, and believe that he's going to help you bring it to pass. You and the Lord are the majority. Amen? Now you've got to see yourself as a life speaker. Because Jesus said in John 6:63, he said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. All right, so you and I tonight, we've all got people on our hearts, on our minds, and like I said, there's a heaviness for that people have for certain people tonight. All you've got to do is just let the Spirit of God speak to you. Listen to Him. Pray about that person, about that situation, and then let's talk to the mountain. Yes. Amen? And let's believe that the Helper, the one who created you. Think about it. You're sitting there tonight, and you are a work of art.
Yes. Yes.
Ephesians, out of the book of Ephesians, it says that you are God's masterpiece. Think about that. That's how God feels about you. That's why the devil hates you so much. But you're God's masterpiece, and you got the God that made you in you. So we need to boldly say, Lord, I know you're going to help me. I know you're going to help me pray. You're going to help me witness. You're going to help me love. You're going to help me just be an instrument of change in somebody's life. Amen? That changes everything. Now, he said, remember what he said. He said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, present tense. He said, I will not fear what man will do unto me. See, fear is the opposite of faith. Faith takes us to God and in God's will. Fear removes us from it. Amen? And so we got to get past those things that would limit us, that would hinder us. But the way we get past that is we recognize that no matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm about to encounter, I'm about to do, that I have the Godhead backing me up. You have the Godhead backing you up. There's some of you that have been wanting to do some things for a long time. You've been afraid to do them. It's time. It's time to do it because God's going to help you do it. Amen? You put the desire in there. You say, well, I don't know if it's me or God. The Bible says that if you're seeking the Lord, how many seeking the Lord? Come on now. That He'll put His desire in your heart. Remember, delight thyself in the Lord, and He will give thee the desires of the heart. Psalms 37, about verse 4. That word delight means to be soft and pliable in the potter's hands. Isaiah 64:8 says, oh God, our Father, you are the potter and we are the clay, the work of your hands. He wants to do some things in our life where He can what? He can be glorified, but where you can start to trust Him, I can start to trust Him, that we can let Him help us to go out and to see people saved. Come on now. Time is winding down and we need to get busy about the Lord's business. We need to look and understand every situation is an opportunity. An opportunity to change somebody forever. Now let's read a verse, Psalms 118, where Paul's quoting from, I believe it is Psalms 118, maybe down about verse 6. Look what he says. Psalms 118 verse 6. The Lord is on my side. Woo!
Glory.
Now let's think about what Paul said. If the Lord be for me, that's why we can boldly say the Lord is my helper. So when the devil starts trying to invade in on God's territory, like Sister Mary said, we plead the blood. Amen? The blood stops the enemy. Glory. Hallelujah. All right, now he said, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Glory. Now, we're only supposed to fear God. Amen? Matthew 10:38, I believe it is, says, fear God. Because He's the one that has the power to cast into hell. But you and I know He's the one that's going to save. Amen? Because He sent Jesus to save. And so we're going to reverence Him. And tonight I want us to be in a place and a position where we're getting so stirred up to the reality of how good God is. Come on, do you believe God's good?
Yes.
Let's read it. Look at verse number 1. Psalms 18 and 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he was good. He is good. Amen? So, the more thankful I am, the more people around me, the more the holy angels, the more everybody in my atmosphere understands that I know that God is good. Now let's think about this. It says, every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. Amen? So he gives good gifts. So there's nothing in your life, my life, or people that's on our hearts tonight's lives that's bad that come from God. It come from the devil. It come from the fall of man. It come from sin. So let's let God, the good God, do a work. Amen. But let's thank him. Let's set an atmosphere of anticipation. Let's set an atmosphere of worship that the Lord wants to take all of those things and he wants to do a good thing. A good thing. You believe that? Sister Tori, can you put Nahum 1:7 up there? I believe. The Lord is good. Second witness. The Lord is good. Say it. The Lord is good. Come on now. He's in you. Remember, we've done documented that. He wants to do good things through you, in you. Amen? A stronghold in the day of trouble. There's some people who got some trouble tonight. But a good God's going to take care of those things. Amen? You believe that? And he knoweth them that trust in him. Come on, let me hear you testify. I trust the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Then you and I, we qualify. We qualify for the good things of God. So what we want to do is, back to Psalms 118:1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Now, I don't know about you, but I need to know that. Because sometimes I make a mistake, or maybe the person I've prayed for has made a mistake, but God's got mercy. He's got grace. The blood of Jesus is still flowing from Calvary. It's still as powerful as it was 2,000 years ago. It's there. Amen. So what we want to do is, we want to let the Spirit of God speak to each one of us. And whoever's on your heart, I know that I can feel it in here. What you're concerned about, what you're heavy about, what you cannot do nothing on your own about, I want you to give it to Jesus tonight. And I want you to let the Lord work through you, in you. And I want the light of the Lord, the salt of the Lord to come out of your life. As you pray, and then as you speak to the mountain. And when you speak to it, believe that it is going to be not just thrown in the sea. How many knows what happens when you throw something in the sea? And it comes back. But cast, in the Greek, it means to plant it. You plant something in the middle of the sea, it can't come back. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we love you. We honor you. We magnify your name. Lord, to the best of my ability, I've said what I think you'd have me to say. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we want to yield to you. Our heart, our hunger is for your will and your plan. Lord, right now, whatever I'm feeling in my spirit, whoever has a need, whoever has a concern, Lord, I ask that you would touch them and draw them to this altar. And as they come to this altar, Father God, I ask that you would just remind them and let them boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And help each one of us, Lord, make that statement of faith. And help each one of us cast every care, every worry, every concern. Because you tell us, but my God shall supply all of our need according to your riches in glory. Lord, we're going to reach into the storehouse that the blood of Jesus has brought for us. And we're going to receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord. Touch and draw right now. Move as we yield to you. Let us be humble and quick to obey, Father. We ask you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you come? Would you come and say, I'm here. I'm here. I've heard this word. And I know the Lord's my helper. And I got somebody on my heart. I got a situation that's out of my control. I need the Lord to work in this situation. I need the Lord's help. If you'll come. Hallelujah. When you step up, you're going to come in contact with the very presence of the Spirit of God because He's already in you, but He's out here moving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I'll never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never ever let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I'll never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you and I need. Though my world may fall, I'll never ever let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I'll never let you go. Take me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you and I need you. Though my world may fall, never ever let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I will worship you until the very end. I will worship you until the very end. I will worship you until the end.